In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hello, my wonderful, wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/EntitledPeople, where you'll hear stories about people who think the world revolves around them and that nobody else matters. Guys, I hope you're having a great Monday morning so far. If it's not Monday, I hope you're having a great day. And guess what? It's about to get even better. Guys, in this episode, you're going to hear three stories. The first, OP's parents believe they're entitled to grandchildren, and they disown OP for not wanting kids. How crazy is that? The second story, OP's sister thinks that because OP's family, that she should watch her kids and pay her almost nothing. And we'll finish up with a story about a Karen who demands OP's asthma inhaler because she thinks it'll help her from this virus. Guys, buckle up because it's a wild, wild ride as we dive into these stories today. I hope you stay for all of them and hit that subscribe button or you'll be forever alone. I'm just kidding. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, Either You Give Us Grandchildren or We're Taking You Off Our Will. The title sounds pretty bad and the story is even worse. I never thought that I would be writing a post about my own parents here. But here we are, right? So for context, my fiancé and I have been in a relationship for the past 10 years and just recently got engaged. While it's understandable that 10 years might sound a bit too much, we started dating really early and getting married was not a priority for either of us. We actually preferred to focus on our studies and career for a while. She's a civil engineer and I'm a medical student. As we've been a couple for a long time, it's quite common for people to ask us when we're getting married and when we're having kids. While we're getting married as soon as I finished med school, we decided to not have children a long time ago, and we're still very certain of that decision, as both of us are more career than family oriented. However, since the engagement, our families have started to put more pressure on us to get married soon and have children, even though we told them plenty of times that's not going to happen. My fiancé and I live together and we're completely independent from our families financially. Some time ago during a video chat, we ended up getting into a heated argument with our families. We finally snapped at them for nagging about grandchildren, and we've been strained ever since. Now, our families asked us to meet them for lunch, in family, at my parents' house. We don't live in the same city, but it's close enough that we can go there for something like this, and that's when the following situation transpired. We arrived early enough to help in preparing everything for lunch, and for the next hour or so, things were pretty alright. Our parents, both hers and mine, started a speech about how much they put into us, how much they worked for us, and how much family means to them. I was already sensing something coming, but I kept listening. Suddenly, they said that during one of their talks, they came to a decision. They said that if my fiancé and I don't give them grandchildren after all they've done for us, we would be cut out of their wills. That's right, no kids, no will. Their reasoning behind this was, 1. My brother is a gay man, and as of now, he has no intention of adopting or any alternative to have children, and I was the only option on continuing the family. 2. My fiancé is the oldest sister, and thus, she must set a good example by having a family and continuing the family. Now, if that's not psychotic, I have no clue what is. We quickly looked between ourselves and immediately left the house. We haven't spoken to them since, but as far as we're aware, our parents have disowned us by now. I never thought I'd have to go through that just because I don't want to have children, but it just shows how much entitlement they think they have. Okay, so I really have no idea how to respond to this, and I don't want to say anything that may offend any listeners. So, I'm leaving it up to you guys. What do you think of this whole situation? Does family really matter in the end? Or is Opie and his fiancée doing the right thing by concentrating on their lives and their careers? So Opie came back and addressed a few things, and here it is. Opie says, "My fiancée and I have absolutely no interest in their inheritance. We've been fine on our own for a long time, and we can take care of ourselves. Thus, we have absolutely no intention of contesting their will. We don't need that money, and we don't want it, especially if they're going to give it to us because we bent over to meet their demands. We've decided to cut contact with them and uninvited them from our wedding. Some people have asked us why we don't want to have kids. There's a few reasons for that, especially the fact that we both are extremely focused on our careers. Having a child is a responsibility. To raise someone and to give them affection, lessons, and time needed is something that neither of us want to go through. Also, we have the firm belief that the world already has enough people in it without us putting someone else on it. Lastly, neither of us really likes kids. As bad as that might sound, we have no intention of ever giving birth to a child." This next story is titled, "My Sister Thinks $55 Covers 2 Months of Babysit."
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This makes me hurt a little because up to this point, my sister was the only one I could get along with within my family. But I guess she's my mother's daughter, so the entitlement shouldn't have been a surprise. My sister and brother-in-law are a cop and a doctor, so they've needed someone to watch their kids now that school's canceled and a lot of daycare services aren't around. I've been watching these kids 4 to 6 times a week, depending on their schedule. I watch them between 7 to 12 hours a day. I was told to wait until they got paid. Then I was told to wait for the stimulus check to come in, and they'd pay me then. At that point, they said it was going to be $85 a week, regardless of the 4 to 6 times I was watching their kids. Well, they got the stimulus check in. My sister gives me $55 and tells me that this was for all the babysitting. I told her, "What? This wasn't what we agreed on. I was told that I should be grateful because she's been feeding me, which she hasn't. I bought my own food and often needed to buy the food that the kids were eating for lunch. I was told that I was basically hanging out and having fun playing video games with my nephews, and that I should be glad to have even been paid $55 for all that fun." Well, it was not fun. She knows her kids better to know that they're monsters. They're both destructive, and it's a hassle since I have to chase one of them around all the time to prevent them from climbing shelves or getting out the front door, because these kids were never taught to not do that. I refuse to bring my gaming laptop for the older one to play anymore, since my nephew picked up the laptop, ran with it, and dropped it. I screamed at him, which was not my best moment, and he had the attitude of a teenage valley girl of, "Whatever, accidents happen. That's why they're accidents." He told me, "If it breaks, you can just buy a new one." Of which I told him he would be the one to replace the $1,600 computer. I have to deal with these kids assaulting me all the time and not being able to do a thing about it. These kids are monsters, and the only reason I agreed to do this was because she's my sister and she needed help, but I was supposed to be compensated for my time away from my own work. I know it's crappy of me if I don't show up for the next few days until they fix paying me what they owe. But on the other hand, I really don't want to be around those kids. They need to be heavily medicated and are the poster children for corporal punishment being a necessity. I know OP's family, but since they're saving a lot of money from daycares being closed, they could have given OP a lot more than 55 bucks for babysitting. A doctor and a cop salary, that's no small income household, I'll tell you that. This next story is titled, No, Karen, your kid cannot have my asthma medication. This happened to me today, and I'm still scratching my head for the logic. I'm a 34-year-old Dutch guy without a driver's license. It sucks, but public transport kinda rocks, so for almost 2 years now, I've been using it to get to my job, and in those 2 years, I've never really had a bad experience that doesn't involve a late bus and rain, until today, that is. Because of the pandemic, bus schedules have been adjusted to once or twice per hour. It's far from ideal, but I understand why. When it came to the schedule, I drew the short straw, because if I want to go by bus from home to my work, I would be traveling 90 minutes instead of 40, and I would arrive at work 30 minutes earlier than normal. To me, this is not an option, so I decided to cycle to work halfway. That way, I cut 30 minutes out of my trip and get to my work at my normal time. The one problem today is that I'm asthmatic and it was quite windy out this morning. So I get to the bus station this morning, already struggling for breath. I quickly lock my bike and walk towards the terminal, focusing on my breathing. 5 minutes later, the bus arrives. I greet the driver and sit down. A minute later, our Karen of the story enters the bus. She takes a seat on the row next to mine, and a few minutes later, the bus driver starts the bus and off we go. I still feel like I'm struggling for breath, and while coughing, I decide to quickly get my inhaler and chamber out, assemble it, and start to use it as I struggle to breathe. It instantly works, and I feel precious oxygen entering my lungs. I can breathe. And this piques Karen's attention. She asked, "Does it help with breathing?" I nod my head, and she says, "Well, I have kids at home, and with this virus going around, I don't want them to suffocate if they get it. Do you think you can give me that inhaler? You can get a new one." And she holds out her hand. "Oh boy," I said, "that's not gonna happen. I need these meds, and they don't help for the virus." She thrust out her hand again and said, "My kids might need it more than you do if they catch the virus." Again, I tell her no and put my medication in my backpack and try to put on my headset. And this is where Karen goes full Karen and tries to reach for my backpack and start going through it. Luckily, the hero bus driver was paying attention, and we all lurch forward as he hits the brakes. He stops the bus, stands up and says, "Lady, just give him his backpack. Why on earth would you think that someone's asthma medication would help against corona? Besides, you saw the man use it. What if he has the virus, but he's asymptomatic?" The lady looks like a deer in headlights, but she doesn't move. Finally, she gets up and gets off the bus, and I thanked our hero bus driver as he sits down, and we get on our way again. As the bus drives off, I saw the lady on her phone. No assault, no police, no destruction of property, so that was good. Guys, this is actually disgusting. Who the heck asked for someone's asthma inhaler that already has their saliva and germs all over it during this global pandemic? I see why she wants it, as it helps with breathing, and the virus affects the respiratory system, but come on, lady, use your head. Oh my goodness. Guys, and that wraps up another episode of r/ Entitled People. If you guys missed the last episode of r/ Entitled People, OP's siblings demand her money after she dies because she's rich. They think they're entitled to her money because she's rich. If you guys didn't catch that one, check it out, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.